Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Yotes, Tamura 19, and today's Daf Yomi discusses the following situation that as a background, we know that a Korban Hashem, a person has to bring a Korban Hashem, a guilt offering, that comes only from a male animal, as it is explained in the Torah. And our Mishnah talks about a situation where somebody designated his animal for a Korban Hashem, but he actually designated a female animal. So what's the law under those circumstances? Says our Mishnah, Hamafresh Nekevo Hashem, if a person separates a female animal for a guilt offering, for an Hashem, since the animal is not able to be brought as a Korban Hashem, our Tana Kama says, Tireh Adche Tistoev, the animal is supposed to be left to pasture and graze until it gets a blemish on it, and then Timaker V'yavi B'damer Hashem, and then it should be sold off, and once it has a blemish, you could sell it and purchase with its money a Korban Hashem. That is the first position. V'im Karav Hashem, well, let's say the person brought already, the owner of the animal already brought a Korban Hashem, so therefore they no longer need to bring another Korban Hashem. Yeah, then we say Yipu Damav Venedava, then we say that we should take the money from when he sold the Korban Hashem and you put it in one of the shofaros in the temple, one of the boxes in the temple, where they would put the money to buy communal offerings that were an ola offering. We know from the Mishnah in Shkalim that there are 13 basically shofaros in the temple, and one of them was designated for all the money that was left over from a Korban Hashem, and they used to buy with that the Korban Olos that were brought as voluntary communal offerings, because it was considered to be inappropriate to leave the Mizbeach ever idle without something on it. So that's what the money would be used for, according to the Tana Kama, and the animal was sold, and the money was used for that purpose. However, Rabbi Shimon argues with the Tana Kama. He says, no, you don't even have to wait for it to get a blemish. You don't have to let it graze to get a blemish, but rather timaker shelo b'mum. You can immediately sell it, and if there was a female animal that was separated to be a Korban Hashem, you immediately sell it, even without a blemish. That is the position of Rabbi Shimon. So basically, our Tana Kama says that you need to allow the animal to graze and get a blemish, and then you could sell it, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can sell it immediately. So the Gemara asks the question, why, according to the Tana Kama, do you have to allow this animal to graze? V'lamoi t'stayv, why do you have to allow the animal to graze? You should be able to the law is that, generally speaking, that if something is what's called kedushas haguf, that if something is essentially fit to be brought on the altar, and for some reason you can't bring it, then you cannot do anything until it gets a blemish. But in this case, why don't we say timaker kivin lo chazi lo milsa hainu muma? That in this case, why don't we say that it should be sold immediately? And why can it be sold immediately, even before it gets a blemish, and so that you could sell it to get its money? Because we say, since it's not able to be done anything with it, kivin lo chazi lo milsa, because it's not appropriate to be brought as a korban, that is, in fact, the blemish. Hainu muma, this is its blemish. And so, therefore, it should be considered like an animal that has a blemish on it that was designated for a korban, and which we say that if you take an animal which has a blemish on it and you designate it for a korban, we say kedushas haguf does not descend upon it at all. And so, therefore, since this animal was never appropriate to be brought as an asham, why don't we say that that is the blemish for it? So, says Rabbi Yehuda Marav, hainu taima, the reason why our Mishnah says that it needs to graze is because they're meaning, because we say migu dinachasa la kedushas damim, since that the animal gets kedushas damim, since it has monetary value because it was designated for this Korban Hashem, so therefore nachasa nami kedushas aguv. So we say also the kedusha of the essence of the animal itself is also going to descend upon it, and so therefore it can't be redeemed without a blemish. And Amar Rava, in this context, Rava said Zos Omeris, from the teaching that Rabbi Yehuda gave in the name of Rav, that if there was a female animal that was designated for an Asham, since the Kedushas Damim falls upon it, therefore we say also the Kedushas Guf falls upon it, and so therefore you can't bring it unless it grazes and gets a blemish. This teaches us also Hiktish Zachar Ladamav, that if you sanctify a ram and you set it aside for its money in order to bring the with that money to buy a carbon, so you separate a sheep, a ram, in order to to take its money and buy an animal at that for a carbon. So we say that according to Rav, says Rav, Kadosh Kedushas Aguf, that it's essentially attaining this same status as though it would be appropriate to be brought as a carbon. And you can even bring it itself as a carbon, because we say that since it gets Kedushas Damim, in this case it also gets Kedushas Haguf. So Itmar, in that context, the Gemara says that they taught Hikdash Zachar Adamov, that if you separated a male for its a male animal for its value, Rav Kahana says that Amar Kadosh Kedushas Haguf, that it attains immediately the Kedushas Haguf. Rava says Enol Kadosh Kedushas Haguf, that it doesn't. And then Mahadur Bei Rava with Rav Kahana made Rav Yehuda Marav. Once Rava heard that Rav Yehuda in the name of Rava taught that it automatically attains Kedushas Haguf, then Rava changed his mind and he agreed with Rav Kahana. We see that from here that, first of all, a rabbi can change his position when he gets a reminder on it, a rebuke from his colleagues, that's the appropriate time to change your position. But to me, what is the most powerful line is when our Gemara says Kivin Lochazi O Milsa Hainu Muma, that if something is not fit for anything, that is a blemish. And if we haven't found our purpose of what we're fit for to be doing in life, we shouldn't just be relaxed and say, okay, we have nothing to do. No, that is our blemish. We have to find what we are, Chazi O Milsa, because if we say Kivin Lochazi O Milsa Hainu Muma, if we don't know what we're supposed to be doing, that is a blemish, and we have to work to figure out what we are Chazi O Milsa for.